If you can't get enough of the Mixing Music Podcast and want three times the amount of episodes every week, subscribe to our exclusive content for only $4 a month or $40 a year at mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
One, 2, 3.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK, and today with me we have a very special guest, once again, second appearance on the show, Henrik from Autotune, representing Antares. How are you doing, Henrik?
I'm doing well.
How is the beautiful Bay Area? Today I went outside real briefly and it was cloudy today. How is it up in Northside?
We have a partly cloudy, and it's pretty nice. Will it be time for a walk after work this afternoon sometime?
I find myself taking a lot of walks recently. It's been really good.
Yeah.
So last time we were able to talk about Autotune and the various products. We're going to do something similar today, but I want to throw in a few techniques that we've been able to use ourselves or that I know that you've worked and talked with a lot of representatives and people that work with Autotune a lot. Like I know in the past and previous off mic conversations, we were talking about how sometimes you just find yourself having casual conversations with Greg Wells or with other major engineers that to us are a big deal, you know?
Yes. No, they definitely are a big deal, but they're usually all really, really down to earth, nice, easy to talk to, just a pleasure to have to deal with these. It's a nice perk to have for me.
Absolutely. I feel like that's something that I keep trying to drive home on the show is the importance of being a good person and being down to earth and chill. And that's kind of the secret to making it long-term.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. So Henrik, I want to talk about the new Autotune product, which is the Antares All Access. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that is?
Yeah, so it's we introduced last year, we introduced Autotune Unlimited.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. Autotune Unlimited.
Yeah, and it is basically all our plugins in a bundle, and it's a subscription offering. So for $24.99 a month, you get them all, and you know it includes the updates. And since we released it, we have also added one plugin to it, and it's obviously there will be other plugins being added to the bundle as they come out.
Let's talk about the new aesthetic too, especially with the new AVOX stuff. I know before they had like a white interface, but Antares kind of redid it, and now it's all like dark mode, and it looks nice and kind of fitting in with all the digital design trends that the DAWs are following, kind of with dark mode.
Yeah,
and Everything just looks fire. It looks really great. And the new one being Autotune Hybrid, which I know Lou loves and Lou has talked about on the show because he runs an In the A room, we run the HDX system.
Yeah.
The real-time processing. Before, the only way... I know that it used to be on the old Avid HDX systems, and then y'all switched over to... and you still have it available with Universal Audio.
Yeah.
Which is real-time tracking via... real-time autotune tracking via the console.
Yep.
Which is awesome. But now it's back on to Avid DSP systems. What's that about? What happened? Was it finally just about time? Did Avid kind of put together their stuff good enough? Because they're kind of all over the place.
I think I was kind of a big voice, or always wanted it from to have HDX DSP capability, but it never happened. And then suddenly the company decided it was time to do it. So we did it, and it's been pretty cool. I mean, I like it a lot. I was part of the testing it when it came up, and I really like it. And I mean, if you are using the HDX systems or now the Carbon interface, then
that's right.
You have DSP capability with autotune in real time, and it does make it a lot easier for, if you need the low hardware buffer size and, real-time tracking with plugins, then you're all set now on the Avid HDX and Carbon systems.
So with the whole boom that's been going on for the last decade or two with the recording industry, with everybody having a little home studio set up and everybody just casually being able to record at home, do you find a higher demand for HDX DSP processing, or do you kind of see it to be pretty consistent over the years?
I think it's been fairly consistent. People have asked a lot for it before we had it. And then you're unfortunately to tell them, no, I'm sorry, we have to use the native versions. But, it's definitely has its place both in... I just realized one other place, and on all the venue system, the Avid Live systems. There's another one way we couldn't use it before, but now you can, because it's used a lot live, definitely.
That's true. I've heard a lot of artists. I mean, when we were at, so we went to mix with the Masters together almost two years ago now. 2 years next month, isn't that crazy?
I know, it's been 2 years already.
That is so wild. That was such an experience.
Yeah.
And Leslie was talking about how there's a lot of artists that you'd be surprised. They never are heard without autotune, and you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
It's kind of that signature sound.
Yeah.
I love autotune. I think one of the things that people always ask me on and off the show is why autotune when there's Waves Tune, when Logic has a built-in one, most DAWs have a built-in one nowadays. What is it about autotune that is worth paying for, right? Now, obviously, there's Unlimited now, Autotune Unlimited, which makes it affordable, and you can get all the plugins, right, for a monthly thing. I think $25 a month.
Yep.
And you can get all of them, including Harmony Engine, the new Autotune Hybrid for DSP systems, and all of the AVOX with their updates, everything. This is the one thing that I cannot deny. And my answer is the same every single time. Waves Tune is good. The built-in stock auto-tune for whatever DAW you're using is good. But the one thing that I cannot deny, and that anybody, like, you don't even have to be an engineer or producer, it's just, you can tell there's something about the algorithm of the OG auto-tune that sounds like the OG auto-tune, like sounds like the auto-tune that everybody is used to hearing from all these label-released records.
Right.
Whether it's like the way that it glitches, the gliding, the humanization, the speed, or even the mid-range forward kind of tone that it kind of adds as well. There's like a tonal thing as well that's happening.
Sure.
Do you find a lot of people continuing to find Antares to be the king of autotunes? I don't know, the OG autotune, like still being much in demand, even though there are a lot more competitors nowadays.
Yeah, there are, of course, a lot of competitors, and of course we realize that. But I think, I mean, we've been here the longest out of the pitch correction, and we have the name that's become, you know, a generic word, kind of like Xerox or Kleenex or something. But I mean, we are the Auto-Tune program that started the whole thing, and I just think people like the way, I mean, all of the programs work, you know, and I think it's also a sonic thing, you know, it does have a special sound and people like that sound. And I think it sounds, personally, if I really go in and listen to the different ones, I think we can obviously get the Auto-Tune effect, which is very popular. I mean, of course. But we can also make it sound very, very transparent. And I think we can actually sound more transparent than most others.
Amen.
If you need that.
Big amen on that one.
Yeah.
I always say, like, I think all men are a big fan of Emma Watson, you know. And in the movie Beauty and the Beast, where she kind of, the Melodyne was overdone and she sounds a little bit like a robot. Everything's mm-hmm. a little bit too centered. I keep telling people, yo, that's not Auto-Tune. Auto-Tune with all the humanization and the, what do they call it? The flex tune and the tracking speed and obviously the retune speed. You can make it sound so natural. This robotic, non-human voice that's happening in this movie, that's Melodyne. That's just manual tuning at its finest. And it's incredible. I have these amazing R&B singers, pop singers, and just a touch of Auto-Tune gets them into the right pocket, like where you don't even hear it, but you can feel it.
Yep.
And I can't tell you how many times that, like, for example, excuse me, I like when I was able to work with Trey Songz, it was the fact that I knew how to use Auto-Tune and get all the different tones out of it so well that he kept asking me to come back, and he keeps asking me to come back. Like, that's just, and maybe that, and he said, yo, I really mess with a musical engineer. I mean, I am a singer myself, so I'm picky.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, with Auto-Tune, I have no worries. It's infinitely flexible. I can have super light, super natural. I can have it super hard-hitting, T-Pain style, obviously. But the thing is, like, Auto-Tune, it genuinely is so flexible, and it's just incredible to me. I can't do it with any other plugin. Because I know some people like, oh, I have this mix, and I have Waves Tune on it. Can you just finish it up? And I'm trying to adjust Waves Tune, and it's just doesn't sound the same, and I secretly just throw in like a little Auto-Tune plugin right behind it or right after it. So it's great. And I know that like Nectar has like an Auto-Tune function built in. But something, you're right, that the subtleties of the long retune speed and the slow, delicate processing is absolutely underrated with the Auto-Tune.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you mentioned Greg Wells earlier. It was funny, but because he says that when I tune, he goes, if you can ever hear that I put tuning on it, you need to tell me, or he said something, probably slap me or something, because he just wants the absolute transparent, most transparent, you know, pitch correction you can get. And he's very good at it too.
Yeah.
And he works, I mean, he takes syllables and notes, and I mean, he goes through every little thing, and yeah, he's very, very detailed when he does that. And it sounds thereafter, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even, especially out being in LA, even the artists, y'all have done a great job marketing and with the PR and everything, because the artists know too. The non-producers, non-engineers, they're like, I want Auto-Tune. I don't want Waves Tune. And they'll get specific with it. And there's nothing, I sounds like I'm talking bad on Waves Tune. There's actually nothing wrong with it. In fact, I recommend having it instead of having nothing. But again, even the artists know there's something about the sound that just can't be denied. Let's talk a little bit about the other offerings as well, because we could talk about Auto-Tune all day. Auto-Tune is amazing. And I know that I met Lou actually trying to talk to you at NAMM as well 2 years ago. And so we started a whole business together, a studio together because of AutoTune. So I have a little bit of bias. I'm not going to lie to you. Uh-huh. But let's talk about the AVOX and all the different offerings as well. I know y'all have Harmony Engine, which yep. is synthetic harmonies. And
yep.
it's basically just like, and it can even be turned into and modulated like a vocoder. AutoTune has, Antares has the OG like mic modeling plugin that everybody just keeps forgetting about because Slate redid it and made it cool again. But Mic Mod, where you can model. Can you tell us a little bit about Mic Mod?
Mic Mod is basically you set an input mic and an output mic. So if you're using whatever, you're using an SM7, we can put that as the input mic, and then the plugin can then mimic the characteristics and sonic qualities of other microphones that you choose from the other side of the plugin. And we've had it for a long time. It started out as a TDM only plugin way back.
Can you explain what TDM is for all the new listeners?
TDM were the older Avid hardware-based systems, which the HDX systems replaced. So they used to call it HD or TDM. It went through a few different revisions up, and the last functioning system was Pro Tools 10, was the last HD. And then HDX also worked on 10, so it was kind of like the crossover version of Pro Tools at that time. But so the plugin only ran on the dedicated DSP hardware.
It's so funny. Every once in a while, we'll still bump into a studio. I'll do a session in a studio that has an old TDM session.
Oh, yeah.
They still exist. It's kind of crazy to me.
It's funny you say that because we find a lot of people who are attached to an older version of AutoTune actually keep an HD system just to be able to run this older version of AutoTune, which of course is AutoTune 5.
Really? Hold on, wait. AutoTune 5. Oh, okay, that's the one that got famous with the with like T-Pain and like the OG cats, as well as that's the classic button, right?
Right. So when it went from AutoTune 5 to AutoTune Evo or version 6, the algorithm was improved, but so many people liked the sound of the AutoTune 5. They kept using it and kept using it. And then we got so many requests. So when we did AutoTune Pro, we added that classic button so you can switch between the two algorithms.
And when you click on classic as of right now, if I remember right, it was Flex Tune that gets disabled.
Flex Tune and Transpose gets disabled. So we took out anything that was added later to the plugin. We take those components out to have it to be as close to the original version as possible.
And do you find that the algorithm is exactly the same as the OG AutoTune 5?
To be honest, I can't hear a difference. Some people say they can. I mean, if you can...
Well, some people say they can hear dither as well, so...
there is that. I mean, I think it sounds spot on, personally, with the equipment I've tried with, which is nice equipment.
Every once in a while, I'll turn it on. Every once in a while, there's just a song that calls for it. It just sounds a little bit different, especially in the glitches.
Yeah, true. Very true.
You know what I find myself doing a lot recently is messing with the tracking. Not the retune speed or any of the main buttons, but the small little button on the top right corner of the like the little tracking thing, where if I make it a higher number, it like tracks it a little bit harder, and if I make it a lower number, it tracks it a little bit looser. I've been playing a lot with that for the last year.
Yeah.
And I love the way that it kind of changes the tonality from there too. It's just so flexible.
Yeah, sure.
Warm. There's a saturation distortion plugin. Duo, which is synthetic doubling, vocal doubling, Articulator, which is a talk box and different modulations with the voice. Choir. What is choir? I don't think I've ever used choir.
Choir is a choir. Basically, you send a voice into it, and you can select 4, 8, 16, or 32 voices to kind of add. So one voice sounds like a small unison choir.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I need to check that out. So it's like easy kind of group vocals.
Yes, exactly. It's, I personally, and I know some other people do like to use it on backgrounds. Just thicken it up
Hold on a little bit. I have a little post-it sticky note, the digital post-its of all the plugins that I need to try. Because I, as you know, we all have a bunch that we just keep forgetting about.
That's right. I know
so
that.
I need to try that
very
out
well.
On background vocals. So basically, there's even sibilant suppression. So sibil, which is de-esser, aspire, which is kind of like the breath remover, throat, which changes like the formants. Go ahead. Sound like you want to add some.
Aspire can actually add breathiness and take away. You can do either or.
That's crazy.
So if you want that extra kind of shimmer thing, you can do that.
Yeah, especially right before the compressor, so it takes away a little bit before you compress it and smash it and comes out more. I know there's a lot of people that always are trying to get the breath out. I'm one of those weirdos that loves the sound of the breath. I think it keeps it really natural. But for anybody that's trying to, you know, always struggling with the breath, maybe they're compressing a lot on the way in.
Sure.
Or just compressing a lot in general on vocals, like using Aspire to eliminate it before everything is great.
Yeah.
Throat, which is kind of more like formants, and you can really mess with the tonality of a vocal.
Sure.
Punch, which I've discovered recently, which is really cool. Can you tell us about punch?
Punch is basically like a compressor type thing that just gives, I think that plugin a little bit goes a long way to just improve like how it cuts through in a mix. So it's just a compressor enhancer type of thing.
I did notice some sort of like spectral enhancement, like some sort of EQ enhancement.
Yeah, there might be some of that in that. That would be a good question for the DSP engineer.
Of course. But I do hear it doing a little bit more, like there's compression in it.
Yeah.
And it's actually been really cool. I've been sometimes using it to kind of along with the Arvox with the negative ratio, like kind of bringing out a little bit of dynamic sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Which it's hard to tell, especially for younger engineers, but sometimes you can overcompress the vocal. That is possible.
Yes, it is.
sometimes I feel like I can't ever compress the vocals enough, but honestly, yep.
Yeah.
And you were talking about something off mic with a creative processing Mutator, which I don't think I've ever heard anything make the sounds that Mutator sounds. This is definitely a modulation, transformation, unique plugin. Can you tell us about Mutator?
Yeah, Mutator, basically it does that. It mutates whatever signal you send into it. So you can change the throats and the formants in it, and you can transpose up and down two octaves in either way, I think. But then you have the whole mutation thing, and then there's an alienization thing, so you can make it sound like an alien or a monster, stuff like that. But there was one artist I was working with recently, and he was telling us how he uses it on drum loops to add a little bit of mutation, in lack of better terminology, to his drum loops.
That's insane. That's the thing with the auto-tune stuff. So there is no classic EQ. There is no classic compressor. Really, the only compressor is the punch module. Mm-hmm. But auto-tune, especially auto-tune unlimited, is not meant to just be the ultimate vocal processing and production kit. We'll just say, I don't want to compare, but Nectar on steroids, right? Everything that Nectar has to offer and then some. Most of Nectar is, influence. We'll say influenced. What is the phrase? Creativity is just hiding your influences.
Yes.
But a lot of the Nectar and the modules in there from iZotope is inspired by Auto-Tune. But Auto-Tune has the OG ones, and in my opinion, the ones that actually sound a little bit better with less artifacts, or the right artifacts, dare I say.
Yeah.
And y'all have saturation, y'all have doubling, harmony engine, vocoder. There's a lot of offerings here. So anybody, any producer or artist looking to level up their vocal productions, and not just vocal productions, as Henrik said, can be used creatively, even on drum loops or guitars and different instruments. It is a creative bundle. This is not your mix and master bundle necessarily. This is not necessarily your tools that you will be using on every single mix. This is for the creative that is looking for new tools and new ways to find sounds that have never been heard of before. From sound design, vocal production, and even down to mixing, which I still use a lot of this for mixing. I really do think Antares has an incredible array, a diverse array of creative products that I do recommend. I do have a link in the description below if you're watching on YouTube, or in the description of the episode if you're listening on podcast. You can click on that link, and it'll take you directly to the Auto-Tune Unlimited. And you can check it out. I think there's a free trial as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we do a 14-day trial. That's right.
So check it out. There's no risk. Just do the trial. I really, really do recommend it. And it's something that even Lou and I always talk about Auto-Tune. He's always got a Auto-Tune swag on, representing Antares, and what is it? Pitches Be Crazy. I thought that was clever. Whoever your marketing department is, that was some clever words.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of good stuff. It's undeniable that, like, you don't have to say much. Auto-Tune doesn't have to market much because it already does a lot. I mean, Mike Dean's on the list. Greg Wells is on the team. Like, there's so many people on the team that is just undeniably, I hate to say it this way, but I say it humbly, but a big deal. Antares is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited that we get to work together, that Henrik is one of the coolest people ever. Now, if people have questions about Auto-Tune and the products, obviously, feel free to DM me on Instagram at DKMixes. Or email me, reach out to me on the website, mixingmusicpodcast.com. Again, the link is also on mixingmusicpodcast.com. Antares is one of the sponsors for the show that continues to show support for me and Lou and the show, and we continue to talk about them. Feel free to check that out. Again, the link is on mixingmusicpodcast.com. Henrik, what is kind of your recommendation for anybody that's has a lot of questions or looking to learn more and experiment? How can people reach out or find resources about Auto-Tune?
Well, our website is obviously a good place to start. And then we are currently in the process of making introduction videos, a new round that are much, more informative than what we may have had in the past. And those would be on our YouTube page. If you search Antares Audio, you'll find it. So there's overview videos of a few of the AVOX ones and a few of the Auto-Tune versions, and more to come. So we're going to have all of that. And then, yeah, we're doing a lot of video production at the moment.
That's awesome. I did notice a video revamp for each of the individual product explanations.
Yeah, we did that last year. Our marketing guru and I sat down and we did a lot of that, and he had some contacts. He got out some new music that was well needed. So we did a video for each one of those.
Which, by the way, I'm a huge stickler for like colors and branding. Mm-hmm. There's something about whoever y'all hired to do these like pictures that's like behind the plugins, and the color grading for it is really good. Like
excellent.
The pink
glad
and the light blues and stuff. It's a very futuristic aesthetic. Like, I really like it. It fits with the branding really well. That's just kind of random. The last thing that I want to say, the one thing that I continue to forget, we forgot to talk about it last time as well, is the actual and true usage of Auto-Tune EFX. Now, EFX is one thing that I haven't dove quite into yet. And I know, like, I know that, for example, Mike Dean talks a lot about the creative uses of EFX. EFX does have the auto-tune algorithm in it. And in my opinion, it sounds a little bit different, but there's also a lot of creative offerings within the EFX. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because I don't know much about it as well.
Sure. So it has the essential pitch correction to section, the retune speed, the humanizer, key and scale and all that. But then below, it has two different sections. One is the auto motion pattern generator, which basically can generate melodies based on patterns that are in a drop-down list. So you can do some creative stuff there.
So if someone's singing a single note, it'll automatically repitch it into a different melody.
Yes.
That is cool.
Yeah. One of our video guys, he actually used it just like that on a single note guitar part to make a really cool kind of background, kind of almost like an arpeggiator thing. And then it has the other the auto EFX section, which has a few kind of AVOX inspired modules, and it also has some newer effects that we haven't that aren't anywhere else. So, for example, there's a vocoder built in, and a filter and things like that. So it's you can do a lot, and it comes with presets from a variety of people, including Mike Dean, and it's a pretty powerful little plugin.
I need to mess with that a little bit more because that's the one plugin I don't have as much experience with. The only thing that I can say is that EFX, it seems like to me, the actual auto-tune algorithm, not just like the glitches and the vocoding and everything like that, the actual algorithm itself seems to be a little bit smoother as well. Maybe that's just in my head and maybe it's just the interface, but I do notice a slight difference in the actual auto-tune usage.
It could be slightly different. I mean, it's not 100% the same as, say, Pro. I mean, they vary slightly. It could be that, or it could be Forman correction that's on or off. But it's very subjective, these things.
You know, one of these days, we should do an episode. In fact, let's do one, a brief one, right after this. First off, Lou, the famous Lou Marino, Luis Moreno, let me just say that right, just walked into the room. You want to say hi, Lou?
Hey. What's up, Henrik? How you been?
I'm being well. How are you?
Doing good. I'm just actually admiring your bass collection back there. Are those Lakeland? What is that?
Those basses are built by myself, actually.
No. Wait, really?
Yes.
That is badass, because one, there's a very sexy one, fourth one, furthest away from you. I don't know what kind of finish that is, but that is attractive.
Is it the one that's kind of grayish black?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gray one, the grayish black one. So on that note, if you're listening on the audio only and you want to check out these basses that Henrik made, check us out on YouTube. Watch the video on YouTube. But I was going to say, you know what we should do? Whether, I don't know if you have time, but I'm going to do an episode on how to find the root note of the key of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's say that auto key is really, really awesome, but sometimes doesn't get it quite right. So
it's pretty accurate, but sometimes, yeah, definitely. There can be like things where it isn't 100%. That's true.
I find that if you leave it on for like a little bit longer than normal, like, because usually it'll do it, like it'll find the key in like 10 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you let it, like sometimes it might all of a sudden switch into a totally different key like 20 seconds later. And that one is usually almost always right.
Yeah.
But if I know a lot of people that like immediately just put it on 5 seconds, do send to all auto-tune, and it's just, oh, that wasn't it. So I think I might do an episode of how to find the root note of the key to a song.
We should actually...
That's a whole ass video.
We should actually add that little grouping thing that I do where you can change the retune of everything at the same time.
Oh my gosh, that is actually genius. That is actually super genius.
It saves me so much time.
There you go. Actually, Lou, that's a good one that we should talk about. Anyway, once again, AutoTune the link is in the description of the episode. If you're on YouTube, feel free to subscribe, to like it, especially as a growing community and podcast. It does go a long way to do those things. It really helps us to continue to grow naturally. If you're listening to on a podcast, if there's a 5-star rating system or if there's, you know, follow, like, whatever it is, feel free to do that. And lastly, I keep forgetting to promote this, but this is super important. If you are a Discord user if you already have a Discord that you use for games or anything like that, our biggest community and our fastest growing community right now for the Mixing Music Podcast is on Discord. On Discord, I do a lot of private mixing that I'm not allowed to share because they're for a label or they're unreleased music that's not like from independent artists that's meant to be kept secret. So I'm able to do some private live streaming on Discord for those that are members, as well as Lou and I are on there every single day answering questions, helping people out. People are active. There's a lot of collaborations going on, a lot of in-server help and question and answers and a lot of support on that Discord. So if you'd like to join the Discord server and kind of join our community, where we also have exclusive giveaways and discounts and news and updates all the time, again, that link is also in the description below or in the episode description. Thank you so much, Henrik, for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was always a pleasure.
Always. It is truly such a pleasure. And if anybody listening ever gets the opportunity to talk with Henrik, I'm sure that your lives will be blessed just as much as mine and Lou has.
You know how many times Henrik saved me in a tough spot? Henrik is my God.
Henrik is always the man in the middle of a tough spot. Thank you so much, Henrik, for being quite awesome and for being our friend, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
And on that note, happy mixing, my friends. And stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dekmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. Are you tired of using Google Drive or Dropbox to send files to clients? Well, never get burned again with FilePass. I love and use FilePass exclusively for sending files to my clients. It's a cloud file sharing website specifically made by engineers for engineers. It's absolutely amazing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/FilePass to check out the full feature list and subscribe today. Never lose another dime to burned projects. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. We'll be right back.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.